Whoever wishes to come after me must take up his cross and follow me. Last Friday, the whole church celebrated the feast of the exaltation of the cross. Yesterday, we celebrated the memorial of Our Lady of Sorrows. And today, Jesus thinks that you and I should take up our crosses and follow him. What's with all this negativity? If we look around us, we will see quickly enough an extraordinary level of human suffering. Near at hand, perhaps within inside ourselves, certainly within the wider world. After all, we are gathered as members of a church where senior officials have failed for complex reasons to protect the innocent, and so far have taken few concrete steps to ensure protection in the future. We are citizens of a country where Hispanic children remain separated from their parents, despite court orders that they be reunited. The instances of human suffering are very great, so I will not attempt to extend the list. But I will ask you whether you are feeling compassion fatigue. Many people are. It threatens me. First of all, let's define compassion fatigue. From the source of all truth, no, not scripture and not the New York Times, I mean Wikipedia. Compassion fatigue is a condition characterized by a gradual lessening of compassion over time, by hopelessness, a decrease in experience of pleasure, constant stress and anxiety, sleeplessness or nightmares, and a pervasive negative attitude. The condition is common among workers who work directly with victims of disasters, trauma, illness, workers such as attorneys, child protection workers, veterinarians, therapists, nurses, teachers, psychologists, police officers, paramedics, and firefighters. End quote. We might add to this list all of us who, as a matter of our Catholic faith, want to feel compassion for those who suffer and to challenge those who create suffering. But to feel this compassion to the point of exhaustion is not what our Catholic faith calls us to. The exhaustion is a sign we are missing something important. What might that be? In today's gospel, Jesus asks two things of us. First, that we take up our crosses. And second, that we follow him. He means, of course, that in carrying his own cross, he has shown us the way, and now asks us to do the same. So what is your cross? What is my cross? Each of us carries a cross imposed on us in the unique experiences of our lives. Some crosses appeared in childhood as a sickness, the sickness or death of a parent, a sibling, a relative, or a good friend. Or perhaps the addiction to some substance or activity by someone close to us. Our cross can appear in elementary school, middle school or high school, as an inability with sports or academic subjects or a physical limitation. Our cross can be any characteristic that makes us the object of bullying or mockery, including and perhaps especially our physical selves and our sexuality as we attempt friendship and romantic relationships. As we become adults, our cross can appear for the same reason Jesus' cross appeared. We confront people or structures of authority. We hold heterodox views. Or we challenge the complacent in ways that invoke retribution. But have you ever thought of these realities as the cross that you must bear? This is the first of three fundamental insights of our Catholic faith that are often missed. Our personal suffering is our cross. The second fundamental insight is that our individual crosses are all part of Jesus' cross. He who bore the cross sees us with compassion and offers us his help as we bear our crosses. The traditional Catholic crucifix we see in our processional cross portrays Jesus still on the cross, even though we know that he is risen. But this Catholic portrayal reminds us that as long as human beings suffer on their crosses, in some sense Jesus remains on his cross in solidarity with us. The third fundamental insight of our Catholic faith is that since the Father led Jesus through death to new life, so too Jesus will help to do the same for us. He not only promises us new life at the end of our physical lives, but Jesus also promises to help us find the strength and courage to bear our crosses each day of our lives, to be people not only of compassion, but also of joy. You may say to me now that we're a long way from compassion fatigue. But I say to you, no, we're not far at all. Compassion fatigue occurs when I assume that I have to bear my cross all by myself, and that I must also feel compassion for all who suffer, and also forgive those people who create my cross and the many, many injustices of this human life. Our Catholic faith helps us see that Jesus will help us carry our cross and will help us find a way to try to love, to try to forgive, and at the same time, he helps us receive the blessings of this life that he offers to you and to me. The examined prayer of St. Ignatius asks us to see these two parts of our daily lives. First, to name the good things, the good people, the good realities that we experience and enjoy. Then, to name the challenges and the difficulties we encounter, those of my own life and those beyond my grasp, and to ask for strength, courage, and serenity. I have found that God provides me daily strength. I need to face those challenges, I fear. I have found that God provides me daily the strength I need to face those challenges and difficulties. The challenge to address them actively, or sometimes just simply to get through the day. Then for those things I cannot change, I have found that God gives me the serenity to accept that I cannot change them, and the peacefulness that can gradually replace the anger or sorrow that I feel. This is usually a slow, gradual process, and it is one with which I have to participate. But it works because nothing and no one can obstruct the flow of God's serenity and joy into our lives. It should be obvious that if you and I are going to engage this process, we must answer for ourselves Jesus' question in the first part of today's gospel. Who do you say that I am? Fortunately for us, our answer might be hesitant, even doubtful, no matter what our level of faith. What is important is that we desire the desire, as St. Ignatius says. Our desire to know that he is the Christ is already a step forward, and that is crucial. It should also be obvious that we are not alone in carrying our crosses. We are gathered
here today in a common purpose to thank God for all that He has done for us, to acknowledge our need for God's help and support, and to experience that help and support from one another as we gather to pray together. The rich silence following communion is God pouring His Holy Spirit of love and compassion into our hearts, individually and into our parish community. We are a resurrection people, and Jesus wants us to experience the foretaste of His resurrection, as we can in the moments of our daily lives. He promises you and me His serenity in this celebration today. Let's thank Him for what is so good in our lives, and for His wisdom, courage, and strength to engage the challenges and difficulties, while striving to change what we can change in His name, for the betterment of His people, and the growth of His kingdom on earth, right now, today.